So we'll go and see Ellie. Hang on. I've got all my decorations out. I just can't be arsed putting them up. I'm really tired today. Hang on.
Why?
I don't... God knows. Is that flip? Oh, shit. Video camera off. Shit, video camera on.
Flip?
The flip option's not here.
It will be on.
I've got one that looks like it's the sound. One that also looks like a microphone. Oh. Now they've all gone. Is that it? No? Is that it? Hang on, you've gone now. Shit. Oh, John, come back. How do I make you come back?
I don't know.
Honestly, I know what flip looks like, and it's not here. That one looks like a...
What, are you on, your iPad?
Yeah. Shit. Right, well, it doesn't matter, because...
When you hold me up to the mirror, and I'll tell you where the button is.
Okay, hang on. Let me get some light in here. It's plunged into darkness. Hang on, is that right?
Closer. Tap on the screen. Lower. I need to see the lower part of the screen.
Oh, I...
You're covering it now, Mum, you idiot. Right, lower. So, like, do that. No, other way. Other way. Christ, Mum. Oh! No, it doesn't. This is a disaster.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I can't see him, Mum.
What
you were so close. Oh, there. Right, yeah, it's not there. There's not a flip button.
Oh, Christ. Why's that? The weather was as booked up today, I have to be honest.
Have you got earphones?
Yeah.
With a microphone?
I don't know, have I? Why?
Let me see your earphones and I'll tell you.
Hang on, they're not here, hang on. I'm just going back to the sunbed, keep talking to me. Wow, what would that do? So that people couldn't hear you?
No, and it'll improve the audio for me so I can hear you better, because I can just hear wind.
Hang on. If I lose you, which is hardly likely, just hang on a tick. They're pretty basic, these earphones I've got. I'm sure they won't work. I am on my sunbed. Oh, there's that big cake I dropped before.
Oof.
Oh, dear. Actually, it wasn't fine. Here we go.
Let me just see him.
Sort of...
Hold them up. Have they got like a little pop?
No, they are.
Right, that's fine. Don't do it then.
This hasn't got a hole in it anyway, this phone. Oh, right. Sorry, John. Can you not hear me or something?
I can.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's so close to your face.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, nothing happening here, really. As I said, the weather yesterday, you just think, shit, don't come to Spain for this. Everybody was freezing cold. I've seen some videos of Scarborough today. It looks like the world's end there. The tide and everything and all coming in looks awful. I have nothing to tell you, really. What do I do here? Nothing except eat, drink and sleep. Got a nice room, as usual.
Has there been any bloodshed after? Yeah. You know when you fomented rebellion?
No, there's not.
No one came up to you and smacked you in the face?
No. Well, I've had the quickest check-in ever here, because there's only me there. I was in my room in a minute. The exact room I asked for. Then the door went, they brought me the kettle that I asked for. So, no. They've realised the error of their ways.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just do another little view for you of the... Oh, I showed you the reception, didn't I?
Fire extinguisher?
Say that again.
There's a fire extinguisher there.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Across, you won't be able to see it, but the only place I ever go is a supermarket across the road. If I want any fags or anything, I just nip there. And then that's it. Honestly, that flight here, it was debacle central.
Why?
Well, something else happened, which I'd already forgotten. We, A check. Oh, yeah, that fast track at Manchester Airport, a joke.
You don't know how to use it?
Oh, yeah. But there was some imbecile in charge of it, and he was letting people just push in. It was awful. Anyway, eventually got through. Saw his daughter. She was saying this is still mentally deranged.
Okay.
And her mother's deaf. So I was talking to her for ages. That was great. Then I went to get on the plane, and then they got us all off. Well, half of them off again because they needed to de-ice it.
Oh, really?
So it was half an hour late setting off. Then when we landed at Lanzarote, which was the worst landing I've ever had, I thought it was going to take off again. It just parked up sort of in the middle of this bloody big area. I thought, this is going to end in tears here. But then he said, oh, sorry, we've no steps to get off, we've no buses.
No steps? What did you do?
Well, we all had to jump onto the and do a
onto, fall. Onto the concrete. Yeah.
No, the chair, the steps arrived, but it was awful. So it was probably nearly 3/4 of an hour late getting here. But anyway, never mind. So the weather's perked up today, thank Christ, or else I was about to get a private jet home. But yeah, it's nice. So, God, I've got a lot on in December. Non-stop parties, non-stop meals out, non-stop fun. Oh, and it's premium bonds on Thursday. Christ, I want to win this month. Have you heard me say that before?
Well, did you not want to win last month?
Yeah, I didn't want to win then.
You've been on holiday?
Yeah.
Right, tell me all about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I had a great time. Made loads of friends, of course. Some of them are still there.
There was no mention of your trouble causing regarding the sunbaths.
Oh, God, no. I got the room I asked for and everything. So the weather for the first 2.5-3 days was shit. It was awful. I'm never going in November again, ever. November, December, January, February, out the loop. it's not happening. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I had a good time on my holiday.
Well, tell me some stories about it. There must be some corkers.
Well, there are stories, but they're a bit hard to explain stories. I mean, I really made some nice friends. This older couple, went out for a meal with them one night. I meet a lot of people from Yorkshire. I met this girl, but she was only there for 2 nights. She was good, we had a good laugh. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard me mention that I know from there. They came over to see me, actually, here. They didn't stay, did they? No. And I've met them there 3 times. Anyway, they were there when I got there, and this woman called Andrea, who is a friend of theirs, and I made her my friend on Facebook. Anyway, before I got there, I was sort of messaging her, oh, looking forward to meeting you, you know, because we'd only been exchanging things about the white sweets. Anyway, when I got there first day, I call it the shack, but they've got this lovely, like, open plan building, which you have to pay to sit in because it's all got comfy chairs and direct access to the pool. Anyway, when I was sat in the bar on my own, and when I looked, they were sat in there, so I went over. They never came over to me, I hastened to add. And there's like a rope. Am I boring you?
No, I can hear you. Sorry, my phone's just going off.
Oh, there's a rope to stop people coming in, you see. So there's no suggestion of it being removed to let me in. So I went round the side and sort of sat on the edge. Anyway, this was there. And she looked at me like something she'd trodden in. So she was immediately kicked out of the frigging curb.
Kicked out of the curb?
Yeah, onto the curb. Something. She was kicked out of the loop. Whatever. She was gone. Anyway, I'm sat there, right? Now, there was 2 other people who'd obviously paid to sit in there. Everybody else had piggybacked on with them. And then there's another lady that I went, oh, hiya. She's been there twice when I've been in the past. So I was sort of chatting to her. Anyway, this sat now, if it had been me, John, I would have got up. Hiya. Lovely to meet you. She just looked at me like, as I said, like I was something she'd trodden in. Oh, right. Anyway, so they never said to everybody there, this is Kath. I personally thought they were pig ignorant. So I picked my drink up and just walked away.
I think you were going to say throw it in the face.
No, I just walked away. I thought, I don't need losers like you.
Mm.
So I went, I made some great friends. Anyway, they went on the Monday. I had very little to do with them. She's messaged me twice. She said, I hope you're all right. She said, I hope we didn't do anything to offend you. I said, why would you think that? You ignorant shit. Anyway, so I won't be speaking to them again. Anyway, that had already deleted herself before I had the chance to do it.
What from?
Well, from my Facebook, Friends of Facebook, H10 page.
Oh, she'd Friends of the Wife Suites.
Yeah.
Has there been any more developments on your rivalry with the other group?
No, it's vanished, that. It doesn't seem to exist anymore. Oh, good. They've all come over to me.
You had them whacked.
Hang on, I was going to say something then. Oh, yeah, so anyway. So, obviously, I made loads of friends there, as usual. And I was telling them about how they sort of treated me. And that everybody's like... Anyway, she's obviously a known character then. So I started calling her the Queen of the White Suites.
Ooh. And you want to take the throne?
Yeah. Anyway, I said, and I'm the princess. They said, no, the Empress Cap. Anyway, we were watching one night. She's one of these, she's all over all the acts, they're all her personal friends. And this.
It sounds like jealousy, Mum.
On my part, never. She was a hag. Anyway, I was sat with this group, and this bloke, he says to me, I said, what's Andrew doing in there? I said, the Queen of the White Suites. He said, oh, God, he said, she was all over this act, buying him drinks. He said, she's in for a shock. He said his boyfriend was sat in the bar watching. But she sort of struts around there anyway. She won't be strutting near me anymore. Completely outrageous behaviour. You know, I burn rubbish at the bottom of the garden.
You burn rubbish?
Yeah. Well, I go through bins like nobody's business. And, well, I say I have that that comes and helps in the garden. Jesus Christ. I said to him, right, I said, I've loads for you to do today. I said, I want you to get my decorations out of the shed. Well, he found that trolley in there. Promptly started wheeling them down. It would have been, I could have carried them. He put them on a frigging trolley. That all, he fell over straight in the plant pots. It was ridiculous. Anyway.
Mum, right, there she is, yeah.
Precious. Wincing like when I come near her. She's precious. God, I went upstairs today. I thought about you. I thought, God, John would be laughing. I went upstairs. She didn't get up, of course. It was about 9 o'clock. And I went in my bedroom, talking about gas mask. Ellie was on the bed, just stunk of whatever. Hideous. Anyway, all right. That man came round to see me yesterday.
Who's that?
The man that's building that house and living in a caravan. I mean, he's coming to stay here just during the week. It sounds like he's only coming here to sleep. Felt sorry for him. Plus, he'll pay for my... trip to the White Suites next April, so it's double whammy.
Yeah.
Like a really old bloke, he's got a hearing aid in. But I think he thought he'd hit pay dirt when he came in here, of course.
He'll be taking that out when you start speaking to him, won't he?
Switch them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought they were going to send him back to jail, and this policeman was stood next to him and he kept looking at the gun in his holster. Anyway, next thing, in the next court, you hear gunshots. And that Matthew, do you know Matthew Good?
Yeah.
Well, he's bizarrely came into it in that episode as another lawyer. And
is he one of your boyfriends?
Yeah, he is one of many, many, many boyfriends. This Kalinda ran into the court and he just saw a shoe on the floor. Well, I knew he, but he died. God, the acting... of people making people look like they've been crying. It really, I thought, shit, I sat with a gin. I wanted to top myself anyway yesterday. I thought this was going to tip me over the edge, this. But it was good. Absolutely fantastic. I love that program. I don't want it to end. Oh, his front tooth's fallen out. She, I says
tangent,
to her.
Jesus.
Yeah, tangent. No, I'm going through my friends that watched it. She messaged me. She'd sneezed and a bloody crown fell out of her tooth, her mouth. So I said, well, you're not going to the dentist. I haven't got one.
How many people are coming this year to Bush Fest?
The Bush Fest, 21.
No, it's just Bush Fest, not the Bush Fest. Oh, so 21 to 2021. I mean, that's... Yeah. I should make a poster, but it's too late now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so... I don't think I've anything to tell you, sweetheart. Nothing exciting. I'm at the Pickwick on Tuesday, providing I get the results of this bloody PCR test back.
Is this Chippy Club?
Chippy Club, yeah.
It's relocated, hasn't it?
Well, because we can't sit outside now, obviously, so we're trying the Pickwick. Then, I'm supposed to be out Wednesday. I'm not. Ellie's at the dog groomers. I'm not going out for lunch on Friday. I'm trying to save a bit of money, to be honest. Saturday's my party.
Bush Fest, then. So, will there be a queue of people waiting to get in?
At the party?
Yeah.
I've told to tell to come early. Then I can get them sat down, because they are the oldest here.
Yeah, get them sat down.
Well, do you know what I mean? Just get them on the settee or something. Anyway, not coming, because they're going to Iceland or something. Somewhere where Father Christmas lives, I don't know.
Well, isn't that Lapland?
Yes, there, try there.
Iceland.
Whatever, somewhere.
That's where I went.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as I said it, I thought that's wrong. Pfizer. All of mine have been Pfizer. Yeah, I've got all three here. Yeah. So, no, she's way out of order. I can't believe... She's massively in the minority, isn't she?
Yeah.
Massively. I mean, it's all very well her working from home. I'd like to know what would happen if she was still in an office at BAE, if they found out. I mean, they're on about compulsory. You can't compulsory
vaccine. Do you have any idea what the reason is?
There isn't a virus. That's what she told
them. Oh, right.
There is no virus. She said that to him ages ago.
Okay. I can't really argue with that.
No, it's a fact. Yeah, there is no virus. I mean, I do think this new, is it Omicron or what, bloody whatever it's
Omicron.
Called? Omicron, whatever. I do think the sort of, some of these people on the news, really, let's cancel Christmas, let's all take to our beds, you know what I mean? Yeah, nothing else, nothing to tell you.
How was your lunch?
Well, roast chicken. It was, I had to laugh actually, because the Yorkshire pudding was a little bit, I said, this might take your dentures out. I said, have you got dentures? Anyway, she didn't eat it. She said, I couldn't anyway, Kath, I was full. I might put it in a bag though. I'm going to take it to the Pickwick on Tuesday and put it on a plate when she's not looking. That makes me laugh.
Couple of questions. You still got a Yorkshire pudding in a bag?
Well, no, she didn't eat it, you see, so I'm going to put it in a plastic bag. I'll take it to the Pickwick.
Oh, she came to you here?
Oh, yes, she came here.
Oh, I thought you went out for lunch.
No.
So you bowled up the Yorkshire puddings?
Well, they were just a bit crisp.
Burnt?
But she said she was... No, they weren't burnt. They were just like rocks, I think, really. No, it was a nice dinner. Did cabbage and stirred some cream into it. Yeah, it was nice. So, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'm going to put my handbag on Tuesday.
So that shite that you sent me the other day with Steven Seagal, what was it called? Like Loose Blood or something like that?
It was one star.
I mean, if Virgin Media, who want you to watch these things, are giving it one star, it can't be good.
I know.
It was 2008 as well.
It was going at revenge. I think the word revenge was mentioned.
It's usually his daughter's been brutally murdered by some Mexican cartel. He's in a coma for 5 years, comes out and kills them all.
Yeah, I think that was it, yeah.
Speaking of...
Hang on, I'm looking what that film was called. Go on, I'm listening.
It was called something pressure, blood pressure.
Blood pressure. Let's have a look. Here it is. One star.
Pistol whipped. Found it. Pistol whipped.
It's on the planner now.
Let me find a review for it, Mum. Let's see, I can't do this with a straight face. The Radio Times, they gave it 2 stars.
Oh, go on. Well, give me the plot. Is there a plot?
Steven Seagal releases movies like a B-52 drops its payload. This entry in his non-stop carpet bombing campaign 12 movies in 4 years, season. This review. Season playing a washed up alcoholic ex-cop with a gambling problem and a young daughter in need of a better father. Instead of joining AA meetings, though, his 12-step program involves being dispatched by Lance Henriksen's shadowy government operative to wipe out various bad guys. Half-baked character development scenes see Seagal staring into glasses of whiskey and furrowing his brow while the action proves just as laden. Kept largely immobile by his paunch, Seagal takes out bad guys with nothing more than his arms and a scowl. Even killing a table of diners from a seated position using the silverware. The final shootout is set in a graveyard, which is fitting since Seagal appears to be writing the...
his epitaph?
Yeah, of his career.
I like that. That's funny.
Oh, God. The tagline for this review just says, "We're all dinged."
He's asked me for some food for Christmas Day night, so I just put sherry trifle. So I've sent him a few things.
Sherry trifle, that's it. You're just going to sit and eat a sherry trifle.
Yeah. Put my snout into it. Drink it. Toast.
Hold the trifle.
I remember... God. Went round to my mum and dad's once. My mum had made a trifle. Put the thing on. I don't know if you can visualise this. If you... You know, if you've made a dessert that's not set properly, so you take some out and it fills the gap.
Yeah.
There isn't a space.
Yeah.
It just lowers.
Yeah.
So she'd done that with this trifle. So I don't know if it was my dad. I think she said, fuck her. Charge your glasses with trifle. Let's make a toast. Charge your glasses, because every time you took some out, it just sunk down. Oh, happy days. Yeah, I'm going to the toilet now.
Okay. On that note.
Excited. I'm going to get my crossword book.
Oh, right, it's one of them, is it?
Yeah, big time. It's funny, I watch Ellie in the morning, and I sort of saw her back arched, and then her tail goes like a rattlesnake. When she's doing something, it's like a rattlesnake. Why has this thing not got a flip button? Anyway, not to worry. Right, okie doke, sweetie pie. So have a nice eve. Oh, and have a nice day off tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck on the toilet, Mum.
Yeah.
I'd say let me know how it goes, but you know, don't.
I'll send you a picture.